Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We come now to our last episode in this series, God is Unchangeable. As is so often the case, we leave some things still on the table. We cannot address every single aspect of this doctrine because of time constraints and short attention spans. Through the years of doing this, I have learned that shorter is sweeter in terms of capturing the attentiveness of listeners. So I pray that you will continue to explore this on your own and by listening to this again as well. This is why the God Is podcast exists. Find this entire 14-part series on godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. On the homepage, click the link for series and you will see it. God is Unchangeable. You can listen to it right off the website or download the episodes for your mobile device so you can listen anytime and anywhere. And do not forget to download each day's manuscript by clicking the link Read Along. This way you can follow along in print what I am teaching. Especially for you visual learners, this is a big help. This is also an excellent way to get every quotation I use, as I regularly turn to trusted theologians and pastors, commentators, to inform our understanding of who God is. Please make good use of godisministry.org. Any questions? Email me, mark@godisministry.org. As we conclude, I think it is wise to do two things. First, to affirm that because God is immutable, that does not mean he is immobile. Second, to ask and answer this popular question. Why pray if by praying we cannot change God's mind? Let's take these in order. Throughout this discussion, I have not wanted to leave you with the impression that because God is immutable, that is, he does not change, this means God is immobile, that he is like a statue or even a robot, that he is still, distant, withdrawn, unmoved, unmovable. No, we have too much in Scripture to believe this about God. God is dynamic. He is always on the move. He is near, close, with us. He lives in relationship with you and I. Those of us actively engaged with our Lord each day know this to be true. The Spirit of the living God lives in us and walks with us through all our days and nights. He is never static. Theologian Louis Burkhoff puts it this way: the divine immutability should not be understood as implying immobility, as if there were no movement in God. It is even customary in theology to speak of God as a God who is always in action. The Bible teaches us that God enters manifold relations with man and, as it were, lives their lives with them. There is change round about him, a change in the relations of men to him, but there is no change in his being, his attributes, his purpose, his motives of action, or his promises. End quote. This is so very true. First, I want to affirm that God's immutability does not mean immobility. Second, we ask, and maybe this is a question you have had, what use is it to pray to God since his will is already fixed and unchangeable? One answer is to say that God requires that we pray, and that is enough for us. Part of our obedience towards the Lord Jesus is to pray. Now, this is an area of our discipleship in which most of us willingly admit we are lacking. We do not pray, or our prayers are very erratic. Sometimes we pray fervently, And sometimes we pray only following a formula. And sometimes we do not pray at all. Isn't it true of you as it is me? We have to grow in this discipline in our lives. Well, let me offer this encouragement. We have a God who is unchanging. He is our rock. He is steadfast. He is not impulsive. It is not that when we pray, we never really know what kind of mood he is in. He is not moody. And this should give us every reason to pray more. Listen to the great Puritan theologian Stephen Charnock writing, quote, "What comfort would it be to pray to a God that, like the chameleon, changed color every moment? Who would put up a petition to an earthly prince that was so changeable as to grant a petition one day and deny it another?" Beloved, we should keep in mind and heart that when we pray, we intercede to one who is steady, consistent, immutable, and unchangeable, while all around are floodwaters of trouble that threaten to overtake us. We cling to God, who is our rock, and we are safe. One of the things that always impacts me when I read about the false gods and goddesses of antiquity and of today's false religions is this: they are like the chameleon, always changing their colors. You definitely never know how you will find them. They are very impulsive, very shifty, always changing. Well, who wants to pray to a God like that? Not any of us, I expect. Then take heart. We pray to one who is changeless. We can count on the Lord to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And third, and perhaps most poignantly, let me share with you something else Charnock said about praying to an unchanging God. He writes, "Prayer does not desire any change in God, but is offered to God that he will give those things which he has immutably willed to communicate. But he willed them not without prayer as the means of bestowing them." End quote. A modern-day commentator summarizes what Charnock is saying nicely. In other words, God has determined that he will do some things only as a result of our praying for them. He decrees the ends, the results of prayer, and the means that bring about those results, our prayers. Well, that's very well said. As we have learned, God gave his divine decree in eternity past. He has definitely determined the results of our prayers, because God has determined everything. He wills whatsoever comes to pass. And, get this, he also decrees the means to bring about his will. The means are our prayers. Our prayers are a part of God's will. Does God know what we are going to pray before we pray it? Yes, of course he does. Does God command that we still pray? Yes, he does. Has God already determined what his answer will be? Yes. And he brings about that answer through our prayers. You see, he does both. He has determined what to do, and he uses our prayers as part of how he does it. This is why we pray to our God who does not change. Charnock was right, and I trust this gives you a helpful way to make sense of praying to the changeless one, and will encourage you to seek the Lord even this very moment. Ultimately, this is a mystery. Prayer is a mystery. If you have been praying for any length of time, you know this to be true. I do not claim to be able to solve this mystery. In fact, I am of the opinion that divine mystery is a good thing. Believers in Christ live with a sense of mystery because we live by faith, not by sight. We depend totally on our Heavenly Father, trusting Him to answer all our prayers, even when we do not know what to pray or how to pray. Let it not be said of us that we don't pray because God is immutable. Rather, let it be said of us that we pray all the more faithfully because God is immutable, because He is unchanging. Speaking of prayer, there is a hymn I often sing privately when I am praying. The title is Abide With Me. Perhaps you know it. Here are the lyrics. Abide with me, falls fast the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay, it all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. I love that, and especially the way it ends. O thou who changest not, abide with me. God does not change, and this is a great thing. Malachi 3, verse 6. I, the Lord, do not change. Well, thank you, God, for never changing. I submit this all to you for application in your life. Please do apply what we are learning and stay with us. We have so much more to learn in our ongoing quest to discover who the one true and everlasting God is. And we will continue our quest next time because, please say it with me, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.